I love hearing what's on your mind, and I often ask questions on my Facebook page. We're connected there, right? And then I share tips and strategies right there. Sometimes I'll choose to share some of those conversations here in my podcast tips too. Recently, I asked, "What's your biggest challenge to getting it all done?" And I heard things like this: that awful P word, procrastination, or wow. For me, I think it would be staying focused and not veering off into a zone that's not mine. Sometimes it's really hard, though. So I love the comments that I get when I ask questions like this. And so today I'm going to share some thoughts. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, your business success catalyst. So do you find that you lose focus when you're surfing the net or in general? If it's in general, it might be because your office isn't set up for you the way that will enhance your productivity. In some of my presentations, I teach that there are two organizing styles, an innie style and an outie style. An innie is someone that functions better and can think clearer when everything is behind closed doors and the space is clear of clutter. The reason for this is that they are really easily distracted by things in their peripheral vision. An outie, on the other hand, is someone who would hold the adage out of sight, out of mind. They need to see it, whatever it is, in order to know it exists or to take action. Recognize that just because you have piles all over, and I don't know that you do, but many do, that doesn't mean you're an outie. It means you have a mess that you need to put systems to. I'm talking about systems that work differently for different people. For example, an innie tool is a traditional filing cabinet. When not in use, the drawers are closed and the contents are not a distraction. And that works great for my personal style. However, my husband, who's an outie, would forget the contents even existed if he used a traditional filing cabinet, because he's an outie. He needs an open filing system. Think about the filing systems you see in doctor's offices or a metal open rolling filing cart. Both systems are great for structuring and organizing your files, but one will work better for you and one will destroy your ability to get things done. If I had an open filing system, I'd be completely distracted by it. Yet it's critical for my husband. Make sense? So look at the systems that you have set up in your office and think in terms of innie and outie. Are there things that you could switch the structure, switch the system to work better for the way that you work? That's the tip for the day. Let me know what you think. This is Stephanie Callahan, your business success catalyst. I hope you have a fantastic day to your success. And goodbye for now.